Radio 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A full day for President Trump at the UN General Assembly, addressing world leaders and holding meetings on the sidelines. The president met with a group of Arab leaders in Muslim countries discussing ways to end the war in Gaza and called for the release of all Hamas-held hostages.
The parents of those young people that were killed and are right now in body bags, they want their son or daughter back just as much as they wanted them as though they were alive. We have to get them back.
The president also changing his stance on Ukraine, delivering harsh criticism of Russia's continued attacks and called for tougher sanctions. In Florida, a jury found Ryan Ruth guilty on all counts in the attempted assassination trial of Donald Trump last year on a golf course. Ruth had an outburst in court after the verdict, including trying to stab himself in the neck with a pen, marshals ushering him out of court. MLB announcing it'll use robotic umpires next season to check the accuracy of calls made by human umpires. This is ABC News. As a shutdown deadline looms for Congress at the end of this month, President Trump now says he will not take a meeting with congressional Democratic leaders.
In refusing a sit-down, the president says Democrats are making unserious and ridiculous demands. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer told reporters at a New York news conference that the president is not a king.
The way this country works, you got to sit down with people you may not agree with and come to an agreement, come to a negotiation.
A week before the shutdown deadline, Schumer and his fellow Democrats threatened to filibuster a short-term funding stopgap if it doesn't extend expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Gabrielle is now a Category 4 hurricane, hooking east-northeast away from Bermuda. It is expected to weaken in the next 24 to 48 hours. And the National Hurricane Center says it's tracking two tropical disturbances in the Atlantic Basin that could add to the activity later this week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
And before we start our news, it's time for our Goal for the Green and Gold text to win this multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level seats to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's word is bing. That's or bling, I should say. Bling is this hour's word, B-L-I-N-G. So in other words, that's nice bling you are wearing. And then all you have to do is download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and use the text button to send the keyword bling for your chance to win this multi-state contest. Again, the word is bling. Find on Civic Media, the WRCO app, and text the button to send the keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Rooney and Associates, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for partly cloudy conditions tonight. It will be quiet with a low of 55. Partly sunny and still comfortable tomorrow, high 72. And clearing tomorrow night with a bit cooler with a low of 51. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are calm, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ people. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away this specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A federal bill would spare Wisconsinites from watching Packers rival football games. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed have introduced legislation that would require cable and satellite carriers to carry the Packers Week 9 game for more than 400,000 Wisconsinites in 13 counties near Minnesota and Michigan. Those Wisconsin residents live in TV markets originating out of Minnesota and Michigan, which would force them to watch either the Detroit Lions or Minnesota Viking games on Fox instead of the Packers. The bill would also require providers with Wisconsin subscribers to carry Wisconsin channels so Wisconsinites have access to news and events relevant to their state and region. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Tomorrow includes Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the East End. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public feedback on the updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for 2025 to 2035. The Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan is a voluntary plan that focuses on the conservation of rare and declining species and their habitats. First published in 2005, it was updated in 2015 to satisfy funding eligibility through the Federal State Wildlife Grant Program, the only nationwide program to prevent wildlife from becoming endangered. Over time, the plan has become a resource to help identify and implement important conservation actions to keep native plants, animals, and habitats healthy. Opportunities to share knowledge and technical input have been offered throughout the updating process over the last year. For more information on the process and to explore the updated plan, visit the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan webpage. Questions and comments on the items above or other Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan 2025 related topics can be sent to DNRWWAP@wisconsin.gov by September 24th. Sauk County will hold a hazardous waste clean sweep event Saturday from 8 to noon at the former Sauk County landfill in Baraboo. Clean Sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there are fees for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Please remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. To have a successful and safe event, please follow these rules. Stay in your vehicle at all times while at Clean Sweep. If you are or recently were ill, please stay home. All items that are being dropped off should be loaded into the rear of the vehicle, trunk, truck bed, or trailer. Pharmaceuticals, IVs, needles, latex paint, and motor oil will not be accepted at the Sauk County Clean Sweep event. Latex paint is non-hazardous, but it must be solidified before throwing away. It's easy to dry out. If you have a small amount, simply remove the lid and allow it to dry outside. Mix larger amounts with cat litter or a paint drying product sold at hardware stores. Never dispose of liquid paint in your trash. Residents can drop off unwanted medications at various police departments throughout the county and at the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Other items that Clean Sweep cannot accept include mattresses, furniture, explosives, detonators, blasting caps, radioactive materials, including smoke alarms, infectious and biological waste, compressed gas cylinders, asbestos, demolition materials, recyclables, and yard and household waste. For more information regarding the Sauk County Clean Sweep program, contact the Land Resources and Environmental Department at 608-355-3245 or conservation@saukcountywi.gov. You can also visit co.sauk.wi.us/landconservation for a more complete list of accepted items and alternative disposal options. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country is offering a series of adult education classes on ways to boost your brain and memory. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist in the Richland County ADRC office.
This class I love teaching. It's called Boost Your Brain and Memory. It's both a learning experience and a discussion about how do you implement strategies that help you boost your brain. And it's Mondays, September 29th through November 10th from 1 to 2:30. It's again at the Community Center. It's my favorite room. And if you want to register for that, you call me at 608-548-3954. So that's my direct number to register for that class.
ADRC's Boost Your Brain and Memory series offers a unique whole person approach to brain fitness. Mather Lifeway's Institute on Aging created the evidence-based brain health program that goes beyond simple brain games. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and on memory strategies that participants can implement in their daily lives.
Boost Your Brain and Memory, it's 7 classes, and it talks about, so how do you boost your brain with physical activity? How do you boost your brain with emotional or stress response? How do you boost your brain by learning new things? It's not just about word searches anymore. How do you do it with your food? How do you do it with your attitude toward life or your spirituality? Or the latest research shows a lot towards social engagement, right? You and I talking right now, we get a gold star because we're boosting our brain by talking to each other. So if you really want to learn more about it, there's this great class. We watch these videos that show the scientific research and then we talk about it. Okay, so I know this, but what am I going to do about it, right? You can read an article about, you know, how to make your brain run, but when they say eat better, what do they mean? When they say get more exercise, well, how much do I have to exercise, right? So if you want to delve deeper, there's a lot to explore, and then you have other people in the class to talk to about, hey, what do you do? You know, maybe I lift soup cans while I'm watching TV commercials, whatever. You know, you want to get tips and tricks from other people in the class.
Program participants will learn practices that can help them live a healthier lifestyle, improve memory, be more organized, pay closer attention, and regulate their emotions. An orientation and introductory class will be offered first, followed by a class, topics on physical activity, emotional health, cognitive activity, nutrition, spiritual activity, and social engagement. Boost Your Brain and Memory adult education classes by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country will be offered Monday afternoons from 1 until 2:30, starting September 29th and running through November 10th at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Sue Rockweiler on ticket number 867 and Tom and Linda Hansen on ticket 977.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dished pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday. There will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations: Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christie's Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it, that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it appears the bulk of the active weather the next couple of days will stay just south and southeast of Wisconsin, with quite a few areas of rain all the way from Kansas and Missouri across Illinois, over through the Ohio Valley, stretching over toward the mid-Atlantic states. That area could see a localized 1 to 2 inch rain amounts. Meanwhile, just enough dry air and high pressure punching in from the north to keep us under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures are likely to be running pretty nice here for early autumn, just a few degrees above normal the next several days, perhaps warming up to near summer-like levels on Friday, and then again toward next Monday as the jet stream bulges north on those days. Also a very dry pattern persisting into early next week for our region. Really don't see any major threat of rain through the middle of next week. Great conditions for getting outdoors and enjoying your favorite activities, and for the farmers for doing some harvesting as well. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Generally partly cloudy conditions. There might be some scattered fog in spots later on as temperatures cool down to the mid-50s. North to northeast wind at 3 to 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny tomorrow, high near 72, north to northeast wind up to 10, and Wednesday night clearing skies, low temperature down to 51. Thursday should bring plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day, high at 74 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10, turning westerly. As we head into Friday, mostly sunny on the warm side, low 52, high near 80. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, mild and breezy, low in the mid-50s with a high of 75. On Sunday, another beautiful day with sunshine, low in the upper 40s, high near 77. And Monday should bring sunny or partly cloudy skies, remaining summer-like, low 52 with a high near 79. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees after a high today of 76 and a morning low of 56. Yesterday's high was 79 and we received 5/100 of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2017 is 92 degrees and the record low is 26, and that was set back in 1995. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 39. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:57. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:51. Winds are out of the southeast at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's sports action.
Plenty of high school sports tonight, including River Valley at Richland Center in soccer, getting underway at Vitus Rip Field, Platteville Lancaster at Dodgeville, and lots of volleyball, including Richland Center at Lancaster, River Valley at Dodgeville, and Platteville at Prairie du Chien. Also, Azeka Steuben at DeSoto, North Crawford at Seneca, Lafarge hosts Kickapoo, Weston is at Ithaca. We'll have that match on FM 100.9, WRCO.com tonight. Maggie Lanzinger of Weston talked about facing Ithaca earlier this season.
Yeah, so we played them a couple weeks ago, and they won three sets. We won one, and we matched up pretty evenly in that game. It was actually kind of exciting for the first time in a few years. It was very competitive, and which makes me really excited to see how tonight will go.
Angie Young is the head coach of Ithaca.
We played Weston earlier in the season, and We did beat them, but I will say I think Weston has improved greatly. They have a lot of promise in their team too, and are very quick, and they provided some really good competition when we played them earlier in the season. We will see Weston tonight, and then Thursday we will see Wazika. We haven't played them in the regular season yet. They are playing very well. We will also see next week we have a quad on Tuesday at DeSoto where we will play DeSoto and Seneca. So that will certainly be a night that will have challenges. DeSoto is also playing very well, so saving up some really good, really tough competition here for the next week and a half or so.
Join us for the pre-match show beginning around 7 o'clock tonight as Weston plays at Ithaca in high school volleyball. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Catcher Freddie Fermin singled in the winning run in the 11th inning last night, qualifying the San Diego Padres for the postseason. The Brewers dropped the hard-fought 5-4 game with Grant Anderson taking the loss. Milwaukee took the lead with a 3-run second inning and held it until the 7th. Christian Yelich drove in 2 runs as the Brewers lost for the 3rd time in the last 4 games. Bruce Zimmerman gets the start tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 8:40, and pregame will start at around 8:05. The Packers' offense centers around a consistent rushing attack, but that has been absent in the first 3 games. Head coach Matt LaFleur needs to find a way to get veteran running back Josh Jacobs going. Jacobs was held to 30 yards on 16 carries in Sunday's upset loss to the Cleveland Browns. After a 1,300-yard season in 2024, he has produced just 180 yards on 58 carries. The Green Bay rushing attack is ranked 20th in the league. If the Bucs plan to prove critics wrong, they have to have primetime production from sixth man Bobby Portis this season. The veteran will have to cover some of the lost points from Damian Lillard's absence. Portis is known for his tip-ins and fadeaway shots. The offense was down last season. Bucks management is hoping the team hits more than 3-pointers this season. That's where a lot of Portis's tip-ins come from. And the official game time for the Wisconsin-Michigan game on October 4th has been announced. The Badgers have a bye this week, then take on the Wolverines at a game starting at 11 a.m. Michigan is ranked 19th in this week's poll. It also has a bye this Saturday. Wisconsin will be trying to bounce back from a crippling 27-10 upset loss to Maryland. The Wolverines edged the Nebraska Cornhuskers by a score of 30-27. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, the Oak Gouge Mountain Humane Society introduces you to more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during autumn. First, fruits and nuts that have fallen from trees can grow unhealthy mold. And fruit pits, nuts, and acorns can all cause choking hazards or gastrointestinal obstructions in your pet. Also, with school in session, germs seem to be everywhere. That means medicines abound. This being the case, be sure to keep your medicine out of your pet's reach. Acetaminophen is especially toxic to cats. Decongestants can be dangerous for both dogs and cats. Be careful around all of these potential pet hazards and enjoy autumn with your pets. All About Pets, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Cattle were mixed Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed higher on short covering and technical buying, watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. Support, though, is limited by the lack of export demand from China and Argentina's export tax suspension. November beans are a penny higher at 10.12. January was up 1.25 at 10.31 and 3/4. October bean meal was down 3.80 at 275.10, and October bean oil was up 18 at 49.35. Corn was supported by short covering and technical buying. It's monitoring some probable near-term U.S. harvest delays and the planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. Mexico bought more than 120,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open Tuesday, mostly for this marketing year. December was 4.5 higher at 426 and a quarter. March was up 4.25 at 443. And wheat was higher on short covering and technical buying. Chicago and Kansas City are watching winter wheat planting, while Minneapolis is looking at the tail end of this year's U.S. spring wheat harvest. Export demand has been good, but there is a lot of competition right now. December Chicago was 9.75 higher at 520.5. December Kansas City was up 9.25 at 511.5. December Minneapolis wheat was 3.75 higher at 567.75. Live cattle were mixed, getting ready for direct business, and feeders were up on supply tightness. Box beef was mixed at midday on Tuesday. October live was down 155 at 235.60. December was 147 lower at 238.75. October feeders were up 77 at 362.12. November was 85 higher at 360.75. And hogs were supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. October was up 172 at $100.52. December was up 197 at $90.72. Megan Grebner has cash livestock after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
The quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the latter part of the week. Boxed beef closed lower and sharply lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 59 cents at 380.80. Select was 219 lower at 359.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director up 16 cents with a weighted average of 106.99. The Iowa Minnesota was up 21 cents with a weighted average of 107.15. And the Western Corn Belt up 33 cents with a weighted average of 107.17. Pork values were lower, down 62 cents at 112.68. Bellies, loins, and butts were sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up a little more than 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest ag headline news on Brownfield. A U.S. congressman says passing year-round nationwide E15 remains a priority for many Midwestern lawmakers. Mike Flood of Nebraska tells Brownfield the skinny farm bill is an option.
We want it in there.
Flood says Congress needs to avoid a repeat of last year when the legislation was dropped in December. More news is next.
Vex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Blake Jones from Wapaka High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Blake plays hockey and is a member of the golf team, and he's in his second year as an FFA officer. He said FFA opens a lot of opportunities for young kids, and the sky's the limit in what you can do.
No matter what your age is, as you get older, there's more and more opportunities, and there's different events and competitions compared to your skill level.
He's involved in a number of community activities, but his favorite is the Adopt a Family Project each Christmas. Blake and his family anonymously provide a nice Christmas for a needy family.
I know there is families that aren't able to have those opportunities because that's just how life is. And me allowing those families to be able to have some of those things, and it makes me feel really good as a person.
Blake wants to someday own his own farm and then build a successful agricultural business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Corn Refiners Association is asking the Department of Justice for more time to estimate the economic costs of state food labeling policies. President and CEO John Bodie says a 30-day public comment period isn't enough time to fully understand the impact of new food labeling requirements across the supply chain.
A more thoughtful approach would be good for not only public health, but the economy as well.
The transition from summer to fall is renewing calls for highly pathogenic avian influenza prevention and detection. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says recent cases in Nebraska and Minnesota serve as reminders that migration is beginning.
As those birds are migrating, and we certainly are on high alert, I know our producers are.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza for the first time in Allegan County. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu and Tim Zakocha Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, September 24th. You can also come buy hay or bedding throughout the week. We have an online-only auction ending October 1st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sales includes tools, boats, mower, large collection of magazines and coins, and much, much more. Keep an eye out. We have a few more auctions coming up. We have real estate agents looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timzuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing For Profit on Brownfield. With more weeds developing resistance to common herbicides and fewer new options available for farmers, targeted spray applications and laser technologies are showing a lot of promise. University of Wisconsin Extension researcher Jed Cahoon explains why he believes these new technologies are changing the game. Next on today's Managing for Profit.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Couldn't have...
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Ed Cahoon with the University of Wisconsin Extension has spent many hours studying the effectiveness of new weed control technologies, such as Carbon Robotics laser weeders and targeted spray applicators such as John Deere's See & Spray system. He tells Brownfield these new systems are revolutionary.
This is certainly a game changer. In fact, I describe it often as the next agricultural revolution. When it comes to weed management and specialty crops, we're really desperate for some new options. We have limited synthetic herbicides to use. We have resistant weeds. Labor is becoming hard to find and expensive if you can find it. So we're really quite desperate for some alternatives. And among those that we're looking at are lasers to control weeds. There are many different types of lasers, and those have even evolved on these tools. In our specialty crops that are less competitive, small-seeded crops that take a long time to grow, like carrots and onions, it's all hands on deck, and we need all the options we can. So oftentimes we'll combine a pre-emergent residual herbicide with a See & Spray type sprayer to control early emerging weeds that have escaped that residual control. And then we follow that up with a laser weeder to be able to clean out any remaining weeds.
Like all new technology, eventually that should get lower in cost.
Of course, and the analogy I use is the cell phone. The first cell phone introduced in 1984 in commercial use would cost over $10,000 in today's dollar. It weighed 2.5 pounds. It carried a charge for 30 minutes. We all have a computer in our back pocket now. We're at that same kind of stage in adoption of new technologies like laser weeders, where there is an early adoption price, but there's rapid evolution in the technology. There's competition in the marketplace, and that's typically in the free market what reduces our prices.
You've seen where one of the manufacturers has basically doubled their coverage and their speed with the machine in only a year.
And it's rapidly evolving. And kind of the key piece to all this is when we can reduce our reliance on individual tools, like using herbicides several times during the season and integrating new technologies like lasers, we actually can see a very significant yield and crop quality increase.
That's Jed Cahoon, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
And once again this hour, it's our goal for the green and gold text to win. This multi-state contest is your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. That's a daily chance. And also it puts you in an entry to win the grand prize, drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game, which will be played in November. This hour's keyword is bling, B-L-I-N-G. That's kind of like, that's pretty nice bling you're wearing there. And all you have to do to enter is download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, which is WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword bling for your chance to win this multi-state contest. Again, the word is bling. B-L-I-N-G, find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send the keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour to win, or to enter, I should say. Good luck. And also a reminder, if you follow the link in the text response and subscribe to the newsletter or any of the other things listed, as such as follow us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast, any of those things, that will enter extra entries for you, so you have an even better chance of probably winning. We'll just have to see what happens. So good luck to each and every one of you.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. A golden pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud. So know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row, bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud. So know you're up there looking down home.
That was Jimmy Allen with Down Home on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thede. Glad to be back playing some great music. I've been here all week. You may have heard me or like yesterday and last half of last week. But I was filling in since last Wednesday for Joanne in the news department. So I really didn't get on to play you some great music in the evenings. But I'm back doing that for you and hope each and every one of you are having a great Tuesday here in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, or wherever you are at. And right now, it's mostly sunny. Our winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer has a reading of 73 degrees. So a beautiful day out there. Looks like for tonight, partly cloudy and quiet with a low of 55. Temperatures are supposed to be pretty much in the 70s until we get into Friday, probably 80 on Friday they're talking. And yeah, so it's kind of fluctuates back and forth, but that's the way it usually is around this time of year. But hope your Tuesday is a good one. Get out and enjoy that weather while you can. Sun's going to be going down here probably within the next hour, so get out there and enjoy this weather in Southwest Wisconsin. From the WRCO Lost Department, found a kitten on South Sheldon Street, and it's a female gray kitten. If this sounds like your kitten, give a call to 608-475-4161. Also, just to let you know that the Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for its flu vaccine clinic. The clinic will begin providing vaccinations by appointments only at locations, including at all locations, including Muscadet Health Center and Spring Green Medical Center. To schedule an appointment, call the Richland Hospital Clinic at 608-647-6321, the Muscadet Health Center at 608-739-3113, or the Spring Green Medical Center at 608-588-7413. Patients who already have a clinic appointment with their primary care provider can receive a vaccine during that appointment. And one more thing I wanted to pass along, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meeting is being held tonight. That's from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26th. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christie's Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Tomorrow, the Richland Area Farmers Market will set up on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets across from Center Pharmacy and next to Quick Trip, open from 1:30 until 5:30. Shoppers will find high-quality local foods and fresh flowers, beets, broccoli, squash, breads, pies, maple syrup, jams, teas, and more. Food Share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are always welcome. Thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, bonus bucks will be offered every week, doubling benefits up to $10 for fresh fruit, vegetables, and herbs. Children ages 4 to 17 can take part in the Youth Food Token Program sponsored by the Rotary Club of Richland County. Boomerang bags also earn a market coupon. More details and weekly updates appear at richlandareafarmersmarket.org. The market opens tomorrow from 1:30 until 5:30 on the corner of Orange and Court Streets in Richland Center.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll have a variety of things going on Saturday night during Those Were the Days, including the best of the fall of 75, some stories behind the song for an interview with Randy Bachman, and we'll have the Solid Gold Dancers here. Henry Bray's going to do a juggling act. Careful. And Joanne will be plate spinning as well. WRCO, Those Were the Days, Saturday night. Is sponsored in part by Town Taxi, Center Cinema, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Bindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. Those were the days on WRCO. Between 6 and midnight, we'll hit the airways with hits on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little. Some people judge you by the way you look. They see you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like you're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong, and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Yeah, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, and be tough. You gotta let them know you had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the UN General Assembly today, President Trump and Ukraine's president met on the sidelines for talks. The president expressed frustration to reporters with Russia's leader over continued attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure and civilians, along with Russian drones breaching NATO member airspace.
Do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Zelensky calling for tougher sanctions on Russia and says Russia is in economic trouble but still has a lot of money. A jury found Ryan Ruth guilty on all five counts today in the assassination attempt of Donald Trump last year at a Florida golf course. Ruth will be sentenced in December. Major